A former administrator at Hug High in Reno has been vocal about her battle with the Washoe County School District for her job. Bob Conrad of This Is Reno has been following this story and spoke to KUNR News Director Michelle Billman about recent developments.
Bob, who is Trina Olson, the woman at the center of this battle with the school district?
Trina is a long-term Washoe County School District employee. She had about, a 22 to 23-year career with the district with mostly positive evaluations as a teacher. She is a national board certified teacher and had moved into administration in recent years, and most recently was an assistant principal at Hug High School.
She was there when a Hug High School student was wielding knives at others and was ultimately shot by a campus officer, and that was about 2 years ago. How does that incident kind of factor into Olson being fired?
So she was new that particular semester 2 years ago. She was new on the Hug campus. And when that incident happened, she was there on scene. She phoned it in to police. And so she was integral in that particular incident. But it did, in the back of her mind, raise questions as to safety on the Hug campus.
And I want to back up to when was Olson fired by the district, and what do we know about that decision?
She was fired in July of this year. The process took over a year for the district to fire her. And according to Olson, she said that at points communication with the district was non-existent for months at times. Basically, you know, aside from minor procedural things, but basically it appears the district sat on this for a number of months and basically paid her about a full year's worth of salary before terminating her.
So she was on like a paid administrative leave.
Correct.
During that time. And what are the district's noted reasons for firing her?
Well, the district ratcheted up a number of complaints against her pretty early on. But I think one of the points of contention is that there was no real opportunity by Trina Olson to make improvements. You know, this idea of what's called progressive discipline. You do something wrong, you know, there's an intervention, you are allowed, you know, basically opportunity to, you know, improve. That does not appear to have been the case here. So they pretty quickly moved her off of campus and then put her on paid administrative leave after that with, to the best of my knowledge, no opportunity to demonstrate any kind of improvement.
Along with interviewing Olson, have you spoken to district officials, and what are they telling you?
The school district has not responded to a number of questions or requests to interview a number of different employees at the school district. They cite this being a personnel matter and that they are not allowed to talk about it.
And at this point, this has not escalated to a lawsuit.
It has not. So there was per Nevada law, there was a mandatory arbitration between Olson and the school district. And I was told that she prevailed in that. However, the school district has not commented, has not confirmed that, nor has the school district produced the document, basically the arbitrator's decision in the matter. I have requested that as a public record, but initially I have been denied that request so far.
At this point, outside of the issue of Olson's firing, you know, more broadly, is it clear that there are steps being taken at Hug High to address campus safety, which she brought up as a concern?
It is not clear. I did file a public records request, and it was denied until I got an attorney to respond, and then they did provide a number of documents. So, yes, there is evidence that they are improving campus safety. Across the school district, you know, as part of the WC1 monies, you know, a lot of things like security cameras and things like that. But the district, at least to date, has been reluctant to provide further details about those campus safety initiatives.
Bob Conrad, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman.
You can read more of this story at thisisreno.com.